This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He speaks. Robert Mueller perhaps kicks open the door to impeachment. So now it's up to Congress. Wow, very strange because we hadn't heard anything from Robert Mueller. There was a press for that. And now finally, questions about the president, answering those to Congress, the special counsel, pretty much set up the smoke signal saying it's up to you to decide if the president obstructed, in the Russian interference into the U.S. election. So who better to start with on this show with me, Kate Delaney, than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, Mueller. It was all about Robert Mueller today.
Oh, for sure. Now, you know, what's really interesting is that he absolutely will be going back to being a private citizen. Now, if he is not protected under the government, then he could be subpoenaed to talk before Congress, even though he said that his report is what he would say to Congress.
Yeah, wow, isn't that crazy? So, and that's right, because he jumps before the mics, and so finally it was strange because there was this big buildup, 11 o'clock in the morning, he's going to speak, he's going to talk,
right.
He's going to say something, and they were brief remarks at the Justice Department about that two-year investigation.
Less than 8 minutes, I think.
Yeah, less than 8 minutes. So, he said he was resigning, like you say, from his Justice Department post. Is that a surprise to anybody?
No, I don't think it's a big surprise. I think that what was a surprise is that he said if they had confidence that the president did not commit a crime, they would have said so. I think that is what's so staggering about his 8 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. We have to go on the campaign trail for a minute because there's so much news about Joe Biden. His wife was on Trevor Noah. I got a look at that, and she was saying, the whole family's obviously behind Joe. I think he'd be a great president. I think Dr. Jill Biden is an asset to him. But the chances of Joe Biden, I mean, you've covered this guy for a long time. Is he the guy for
right.
the Democrats?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we have seen certainly, quote-unquote, front runners try and make it before, and then in the end they didn't make it. So I just don't know. I do know that the Democrats have changed the rules. So they have rule 65,000 donors to get into the June debates, but then to get into the September debates, they've actually upped it considerably, and now you need 130,000 donors, and you need 2% in 4 of the polls. Now, 2% might not seem like a lot, but when you're going against somebody like Biden, you have to really work hard to even get to that 2%.
Yeah, absolutely. Then there was breaking news from Louisiana about them passing a law banning abortion
at
6 weeks. Wow.
And it's essentially a fetal heartbeat bill. But, what I know is that sometimes what they expect to be a fetal heartbeat 6 weeks isn't even a fetal heartbeat. And they don't really know what it is, but it is not necessarily a fetal heartbeat. And it's before a lot of women know they're pregnant. And it looks like the Supreme Court is taking this piecemeal, and they're not going after the big stuff. But we just honestly don't know what they're going to do with Roe v. Wade. My guess is they are not going to totally get rid of it. And it's interesting, Clarence Thomas wrote 20 pages comparing abortion and birth control in the same way. And then we do know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote saying that he displayed more heat than light.
There you go. Absolutely. And I think we're seeing, obviously, other states are tackling this. We're seeing some protests. I think that this just becomes one of the hot issues for 2020 for sure, right?
Oh, I think that we're going to be discussing abortion again we have never done even the first time when Roe versus Wade. But I'm an old bat, and I do remember when people had to go before Roe versus Wade and they had to go into get illegal abortions. And a lot of people got really sick from it. So that's why Roe versus Wade passed. People don't remember that time. I do. I'm an old bat.
I like that. I'm an old bat. All right, you're not an old bat, but Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So talking about what's happening here with the Supreme Court and the questions and then what could ultimately shift there, you know, she's right. Ellen's right in this, in when we talk about the fact that you look at Louisiana joining a number of states, so Georgia, Alabama, Missouri, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Ohio, and what will that ultimately mean for the election? It means that this is no place that a politician can hide. I mean, clearly anybody running is going to have to decide what do they believe is the course for, you know, for either states' rights or what ultimately could be the challenge at the Supreme Court. Again, there is no backing around this. And I think that's key for any of the candidates, for the Democrats that are running, and obviously for Trump, who's addressed this already. So this isn't anything that he wades into the middle of, because he's already flat out said he would support what's happening with what the states are doing. And while some are saying it's too extreme, he says no. He's standing by that. So the door to the conversation has really, as Ellen said, become very wide open, incredibly wide open. But Mueller, on this midweek day and heading into the slide into the weekend, was really what was buzzing around the country, because we hadn't heard anything from him. Just the hint of, you know, this is up to Congress, and will he testify before Congress, I guess. So you had lots of reactions, for example, from the talk media world. You had Rush Limbaugh, who said Mueller wants Congress to impeach the president. You know, he made his first public statements on this Russia interference thing and said that Justice Department policy prevented him from bringing charges against the sitting president or filing sealed charges, saying it wasn't an option that, you know, we could consider. So he made it clear, Limbaugh said this, that Mueller wants to nail the president and he wants him out of office and he doesn't have the evidence. So he's asked Congress to take over the job. But he did keep saying, and he's right about this, he did keep saying, How about the guidelines, the regulations, and the DOJ prevent the indicting of the sitting president? They can't do it. What was the purpose of this? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, he kept talking about that. There's no question. So, here we go again. This is another ball that is being kicked down the field. Where does it end up? And to me, it still felt like, in looking at the comments, that there was a big dodge going on. Okay, I'm going to jump before an American audience for 8 minutes, and I'm going to kind of just ramble, tell you, I'm going to kind of limp back out of this. I'm going to tell you, you know, what I think, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm going to tell you that I'm retiring from my spot. I'm retiring. So was there enough evidence? I mean, if we go back to the same thing over and over and over and over again. So the twists in this Russian interference into the election just keep going around and around like a washing machine whose cycle never stops. We never really get to the spin because we're on spin the whole time. Meet you on the flip side.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
You have mail, mistress.
We got a ton of mail. Thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts and letting it flow, so to speak. If you're listening to me for the first time and you say, I want to make a comment, well, of course, you can always dive on the phone lines, but this is an audience that is so active through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. So just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Just like Michael, who had this to say, Kate, you were talking about those massive tornadoes. Did you know that there have been 500 tornadoes in the last 30 days? I think you said something to that effect. That is mind-boggling to think that that many people have had to live with the fear of eeny, meeny, miny, moe, as you call it, when a tornado pops up suddenly in your neighborhood, particularly in the Midwest. It's been really nasty. What do you think this does to the people who live there? And if you lived in a tornado alley, would you stay there? Well, I do live in a tornado area. In fact, in where our satellite facility is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they had sirens going off all over the place. People I know were huddled in tubs, were being very cautious about watching what was happening with the weather and some funnel clouds that were forming and the scares that were, frankly, out there. I was out for the day with my nephew and aunt who were visiting, and we were in a place called Fossil Rim, which is an amazing place for animals that would just blow your mind what they do at Fossil Rim. And I'll talk a little bit about that later in the show because it's interesting. It's one of those bucket list things, I think, if you come through the great state of Texas. But regardless, somehow we dodged that. A little bit of rain, but none of the tornado activity. We missed all of that, but not the people around us. So the answer to your question is, I live in one of those places. Now, not in Oklahoma, where I think it's much worse, not in parts of Kansas, where I think it can be much worse, but certainly in an area that can have a tendency to get it, and it is incredibly scary. You know, there's no way around it. And here's the thing. The weather, the kind of extreme weather that we have, whether it's, you know, you look at Tornado Alley, as you call it, or the wildfires in California. I mean, where are you living that you can say, you know what, this is a safe, historically, this is a safe area when it comes to weather. I mean, are you dealing with hurricanes? Are you dealing with landslides? Are you dealing with a plethora of other things that can be thrown your way? So you live where you live, right? We love, hopefully, a lot of you love where you live in this great country, and you're not living someplace where you don't really love it. But historically, if you look at Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, and yeah, Texas would be a hotbed for that kind of weather too, but still not as much, I think, in some of those other areas. And so you go through the years and you look, and of course we can point to some very big tornadoes that have happened. So the answer is, you know, to have a storm shelter. The answer is to have a plan. The answer is to know what's up with the weather. And it's, you know, it doesn't mean there couldn't be some horrific accident, even if you get out of the way of EF whatever. But at least there's some preparation, I suppose, that you would feel as though you're fighting it. But it is, I mean, some of these extreme cells are the phenomenon of it. I don't know. And I personally, I don't completely feel comfortable in that, but I grew up with hurricanes. You know, when I was a kid, we were in a Hurricane Agnes was the name of it, ripped up parts of South Jersey and Philly. So, you know, I get extreme weather. But, yeah, sad. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Bobby, and it's a little bit different. And Bobby says, wow, I was thinking about you, Kate, when I heard the story about the Cub who hit a foul ball and it hit a kid in the stands. You've talked about, you know, the netting and things that have happened to people and how dangerous it can be. And you could see that Albert Almora was upset visibly when his foul ball hit a young child in the game against the Astros. I happened to see it on ESPN. What's your take on netting, kids, games? Oh, that take could take me a long time to go through. I think it was, I mean, look, you hit foul balls. It wasn't his fault, but it's terrible that it hit a kid. And, you know, it can do incredible damage. I mean, people have had brain damage. All kinds of horrible things have happened to them. And this is Almora is a father himself. He gets it. I mean, he was visibly shaken by that. I mean, here's the deal. People argue about this protective netting around home plate. And all major league teams have extended the netting around home plate. So you can't prevent every incident. It's impossible to do that. I mean, it's just impossible to do that. Unless you completely remove the fans from the game and you have them against some kind of a solid situation where they're over a wall or watching in a different way. I mean, just, and you know what? Again, this is terrible. And Minute Maid Park has netting to protect the fans from foul balls. On the third base side, it extends to the end of the visiting team's dugout. The girl was sitting in the third or fourth row, about 10 feet past where the netting ends. So now they're talking about extending it even further. And I guess that's the one thing that you could do with the protective netting. They just need to extend it. I mean, all the way down, maybe. I mean, that's it. Because you can't, you don't want to see kids like this get hit, little babies, you know, anyone get hit. So the answer is move the netting. Just move it even further. And that's just what we have to live with. but it's better to try to do everything possible, even though nothing is 100%, to do whatever is possible to protect anybody from getting slapped the way that with a foul ball, the way the little girl did the other day. I mean, just, you know, absolutely awful. All right, move to this one on the whole Mueller schmeal. And this is from Rainey, who says, Kate Delaney, I listen to your show, and I just want to hug you for saying you're the voice of reason. Can we all just have a conversation, even if we are completely in disagreement with each other? What happened with Mueller, the fact that he jumped before the cameras at the Department of Justice, and then he says he's going to retire, and then he talked about this two-year investigation and saying he couldn't charge the president. I think he was just trying to cover his butt because he was getting a lot of heat from people who said, why didn't something else come out of this investigation? And, you know, what he said was, listen, so what he said was the two-year investigation didn't clear the president of improper behavior. He didn't use any impeachment word, but he pointed out there were other ways to hold presidents accountable. He was hinting about it, and he kept saying that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. And, you know, so that referral, that wink, that hidden Easter egg to the Democrats because of the heat he's been feeling was in the whole impeachment thing. I mean, he was hinting at that. You know, Nancy Pelosi was the one to said to forget impeachment, the House Speaker. And Nancy Pelosi has been more cautious and is arguing that they should push ahead with their investigation before deciding what to do. So 2020 looms. Now we have the 8 minutes of Mueller. Do I think, I think it is case closed. I don't see this going anywhere other than more of the same. Like I said, the cycle, like we're doing the wash and we just can't shut it off. I don't see anything changing here, because if they had the evidence, then that evidence would be part of it. That would have to be part of what was being discussed, and it's not. So if it's not being discussed, then you don't have what you need to proceed in any prosecutorial situation, and everybody knows that. So I think that's the true story here, like it or not. Or you like it. You may love it. You might not like it. Ba-da-da. Bottom line is, nothing was there that led to that immediately happening. But does it mean Congress can't take up the mantle? I mean, I guess Mueller was trying to push them and goad them into, it's your baby now, you do it. You talk to the American people about what is possible or what isn't possible. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has broken his silence about the Russia probe, making his first public remark since the investigation began over 2 years ago. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
Mueller says the investigation did find that Russia conducted a sweeping effort to try to influence the 2016 presidential election. Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And what are we talking about in the man cave? We're talking about something that came up in the mailbag about the young child that was smashed by the line drive at the Cubs Astros game. It was really a foul ball, right? Just boom. And this was in Houston. It goes to the whole netting situation. So we would argue about the netting. When I was a kid, you went, you had your glove. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I didn't play baseball and I didn't play softball, but we had gloves. My brother had some gloves. We had gloves. And when my mother took us to the game, which was at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, I mean, of course, balls could have come up near us. We were young, but we would have been anxious to try to catch them. But you see the way the ball is hit when you're down close. We weren't that close. So this wasn't a situation of a loopy, still hard hit ball. It was a foul ball that really shook up Albert Almora to the point where, I mean, he just started bawling because he knows how hard that ball comes at you. And it was booted down the third baseline. It hit the young girl. She was picked up by a man who was with her father, dashed her up the stairs, and she was taken to the hospital. And they don't have any more details about that. They're just saying, you know, the Astros released pictures, thoughts and prayers, the kinds of things that you would say. But it's a horrible thing because they have already extended the netting. Bottom line is, got to extend it all the way. Got to push it down further. That's, you know, this is what you do. You bring kids to games. That's what baseball's about. And that's that relationship with the family and all of that. So I don't blame him for being really shook up about it. And yes, they had the fan, they had the netting and they had that protection, but she was just far enough back where the netting ended. So now I guess they could expand it more, and that's probably what they're going to do, because we see that there's lots of incidents that have happened before, you know, other kids that have been injured and hospitalized after that, and it goes to the situation of how close you went to the fans, to the game. This is the great game of Major League Baseball, family-oriented, all that kind of thing. Young kids want to be there. Parents bring young kids. It's a time to spend time together. The balls are going to come in pretty hard. I mean, the speed of the game is very, very quick. And I think they have to do whatever they can to make fans safe. It just was sad to see it because he was really, really upset. And it's not, if it's an accident, I mean, it was an accident, meaning it just happened to be the wrong timing of everything, and she was there, and boom, that's it. So those arguments and discussions about the game and how close you are and things that happen, they're always going to be there. But they have the netting up, but I guess they have to push it, you know, even further, I suppose. And we would absolutely be going round and round about this, because I know there's some people that would say, well, then kids shouldn't be at the game, or they should be a certain age, or they should understand, or you have to completely keep your eye on your kids the entire time you're at the game. And, of course, you can't blame the father for that. I mean, were they there? What was happening? It looked to me, from what I saw, they were just a family sitting there watching the game, and it was quick, and the speed is fast, and then boom, boom, boom. You know, that's it. All right, speaking of that's it for the Jets. I mean, the Jets, it's not it, but they got to find the next it, because they fired their general manager a couple of weeks ago, so now they got to find somebody else to step into that position. You know, I've been thinking about this. What is the one job I would not want on an NFL team? I wouldn't want to be the GM. You know, you do get the glory, but you also are the dumping ground. I mean, that comes with the territory, and, hey, you get paid handsomely, and you're in the game and all that. You could say you're the ultimate chess player if you have the autonomy from the owner or you have their ear. But it can be tough when you're in one of those situations where you need the GM to be strong, but yet you need the GM to be plugged into the owner. I mean, it's tricky. You're the glue. You're in that middle ground, right? So the Jets probably will have a new GM, they think, in place in the next 7 to 2 weeks. You know, 7 days to 2 weeks. And they're looking at different people. Who are they talking to? The Vikings assistant general manager, New Orleans Saints director of pro scouting. They're looking at Philadelphia Eagles vice president of player personnel, Joe Douglas. They're looking at the Chicago Bears assistant director of player personnel, Champ Kelly. I mean, there's candidates out there, but finding the right person to fill that role will be tricky. I mean, the GM has control of the 53-man roster, has final say on player personnel decisions, that's the deal. So the uncertainty at the ownership level, if you're a candidate, that would be concerning. That would be a disconcerting factor. You know, you have Woody Johnson, who is the U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom, and what happens with his future role with the 2020 presidential election. So, you know, he's running the team. The other Johnson is running the team while Woody Johnson is in his position as the ambassador to England. So a lot kind of hinges there. I don't know what's going to happen because of political situations, and then the person that hires you might not be there watching your back, if that makes sense. You know, one thing about being a professional athlete is, and people always argue, yeah, they make too much money. Even though we live in a capitalistic society, entertainers get paid a ton of money for what they do. I mean, you can argue when someone's overpaid to be a player in whatever sport. Sure, that's a huge argument. We can constantly argue about that. But I started thinking about this the other day because somebody sent me an insert in a magazine about these incredible houses and incredible cars and incredible babes, incredible blah, 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 blah of athletes. And I saw a thing on Odell Beckham Jr. that he's got an orange Rolls Royce with a pop-up hood ornament that has a miniature-sized model of him in a Browns uniform making one of the one-handed catches he became known for, really, while he was with the Giants. And the car actually is an interesting looking car. It's obviously very tricked out and customized. He was traded to Cleveland in March, stayed in New York for 5 seasons. He certainly is a top player in the NFL. He's a styling guy and he likes to show it off. This Rolls Royce will make him not anonymous in Cleveland. He will be easily spotted out. He's got a mandatory mini camp that's coming up, and I'm sure he'll bring that new toy probably with him, right? He better bring the incredible skills he had with the Giants to him as well, because if he's that kind of player that likes to do the boasting, a little bit of the trash talking, and you got to back that up with success. So if he backs that up, you're listening to me, some of you in Cleveland, then that's fine. You'll back him up. But if it's more wind than action, that won't be good. Right? It won't be good. One thing that has been good, and we talk about this, too, in the man cave, because, of course, it's all about the size of the TV, right? Whatever you're watching. And you might be watching the playoffs, both in the NBA and on the ice. So this Blues-Bruins series, the Blues won on Wednesday 3-2, but it was overtime for them to win it. This is good. I mean, this is vintage hockey where it's edge of your seat. You know, who knows what's going to happen? How do these two teams get here in the first place? Because that's what some, I mean, both teams are excellent. But how did the teams that looked, let's put it that way, the teams that looked like they were going to be there, how do they bounce out so ugly? And if you look at the first game, the Bruins beat the Blues 4-2. So now the Blues come back in overtime, do themselves a favor, and they tie it up. So they're not behind the eight ball, so to speak, when they get back out on the ice again. And this is really the story of goaltending. It always is defense, two-way players, and watching the lines and watching the clock. I mean, watching the tail end of this game when it's so, so close and paying attention to all of that. In the NBA, you could say the same thing. While you've got a couple of teams that are figuring out who they're trading, what they're doing, you have the Raptors and the Warriors for the NBA Finals. That starts on Thursday. That tips. It's going off first game in Toronto. So while those two teams are looking forward to the possibility for the Warriors of winning another championship, the possibility for the Raptors for finally getting their due, I mean, this is the first NBA Finals without LeBron James. Without LeBron James. Isn't that crazy to think of? It's got to be odd for him not to be in the finals this time around. And the Lakers, with all the problems they're trying to sort out. It's a nightmare for them. Coming up next, we're talking to the head of the NAACP about a special project. Stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm thrilled to welcome to the show the president of the NAACP. His name is Derek Johnson, of course, and recently the NAACP announced its historic Jamestown to Jamestown event partnership. This is really amazing what they're doing here, I believe, and it's going to have a massive impact, in my opinion. It marks the 400th year enslaved Africans first touched the shores of what will become America. So, Derek, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the event. I know it kicks off officially August 18th in Washington, D.C. Tell us more about the event Jamestown to Jamestown.
Sure. This year marks the 400-year recognition of the transatlantic slave trade. And NAACP is joining in partnership with the country of Ghana to encourage African Americans and others to recognize this milestone by traveling with us from Jamestown, Virginia, the location where the first African was brought here enslaved, and journey back to the country of Ghana, Accra, and in recognition as we look at all of the things that Africans had to go through across the diaspora over this last 400 years.
Yeah. Listening to you talk about this adventure and putting on an event like this, it had to be, I would imagine, in a way, when the team was together and you were thinking about doing it, what a great idea. Did you just know, wow, this nails it. This really shows what happened once you had that idea.
It is a historic event. And that makes me 110 years old. One of the founders of the organization, W.E.B. Du Bois, is laid to rest in Aquarana. There's a Du Bois Center. We also recognize that in this current political climate, globally, Africans across the diaspora must begin to open up stronger dialogues so that we can really focus in on how we can be stronger as a broader community as we look to the future.
Yeah. What is, along those same lines, what is your perspective, Derek, on Black liberation today?
Well, the question of Black liberation for me is about self-determination. Having individuals with the ability to be self-determined in how they project their quality of life, how they support the communities they come from, how they support the broader community, and to ensure we're not being directed under any adverse situation, whether it is in the condition of slavery that we have to grow out of, the condition of segregation that we battle with, or the condition of institutional and structural racism that we're living through today. Self-determination allow all citizens, Black or white, to realize the full potential of their environment and their ability to navigate an environment that's free of discrimination and barriers that should not exist.
Wow, wouldn't that be terrific? Would love a world like that. We're speaking with the president of the NAACP. His name is Derek Johnson, of course. And explain a little bit more the Year of Return campaign.
Well, the Year of Return is a campaign designed by the country of Ghana, and they're basically doing a call out to the African diaspora. So come home. Come home to the continent. Come home to Ghana. In that country, it was one of the slave dungeons. There's a point where they call it the door of no return. And they called it the door of no return because many Africans was taken through that door never to return home. And they're saying, return home now. This is the year return. This is the year to recognize the diaspora, the global community of African people in a way in which we can look to the past but plan for the future. It's a Sankofa moment.
Yeah. And you mentioned the fact that, you know, no matter what, Black or white, et cetera, to end those barriers, the discrimination, et cetera. So how can people listening, how can we make improvements to the overall climate of intolerance in America today?
You know, we have to look at this issue of otherness. Power oftentimes identify people as the other so they can maintain power, whether it's based on race or ethnic background or gender, sexual orientation. The issue of otherness creates a dynamic where you have a smaller set of individuals wedding massive power over the masses of people. And then oftentimes that becomes a very unjust, inhumane a reality for far too many people. So for the mass audience, your listening audience, let's not participate in creating the other, whether it's when turns to the African-American community and turns to any community based on gender, race, or where someone lives. Otherness is something that has created a deep divide in this country, a legacy that is painful, and it's a history that we shouldn't repeat.
Wow, well said. We're speaking with Derek Johnson, president of the NAACP. Hey, Derek, for you, what does it mean to be in the kind of position you're in to have the kind of influence on getting rid of otherness?
You know, for me, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, during a time where we've seen in less than a 10-year period, because the first African-American mayor was elected, over a million people left the city. And the jobs follow and what it created in terms of economic depression in that city. I currently reside in Jackson, Mississippi, steeped in the legacy of racial hatred and intolerance, a state that still flies the federal emblem in the battle flag and in our state flag. And so for me, being in this position, I know all too well firsthand the impact of segregation and the legacy of racism, both institutional and structural. And so my goal in this tenure is to make sure people understand how we truly undermine our democracy and limit our future potential by not being inclusive of all of the talent that this country has to offer by eliminating access and opportunities to one group of people or another group of people.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Where can people find more information?
Well, you can go on website Jamestown with the number 2 to Jamestown, jamestowntojamestown.com, or you can come to our website at naacp.org and click on the link and go there, and we welcome all of your listening audience. And in fact, we welcome you to come join us on this journey to travel from Jamestown, Virginia to Jamestown, Accra, Ghana. Thank you for this opportunity. This has been great.
Yeah, Derek, thank you so much. And Derek Johnson, president of the NAACP. Thanks. Have a good one, and we appreciate your time.
Take care.
All right, so it's interesting in talking about this journey. Here's what I love about having someone like Derek Johnson on this show. He talked about in the threads of what he was mentioning and where we are in this country. You know how I say on this show, I'm the voice of reason, and I really feel like there's more that can unite us than divide us. He talked about otherness. We like need to get rid of otherness. I so agree that whole idea of the labeling, the other, the other, the other. And then the what he mentioned about, equal for everyone. I mean, this is the thing. Make it equal for everyone, black, white, etc. And so this year of return, that's the idea, as he said, Jamestown to Jamestown. And it allows the honor to be there for the ancestors and to, have this groundbreaking trek. If you think about this, it kicks off August 18th. In Washington, D.C., and the whole idea is connection, connecting the present to the past, to, empower, to invigorate, to push, move the ball down the field, so to speak. And I thought it was very interesting to talk to Derek and to see where he's at, and he talked about his background, he talked about Detroit and boy, the economic collapse of Detroit. And now we're finally seeing how that's turning around. But what it took to turn around Detroit is just kind of like you look at other communities. I grew up outside of Philly, and when I was a kid, there was all kinds of things happening in Philadelphia. And there were concerns about economically what was happening there. And the same thing in Chicago, the sadness of, a city I love, the sadness of what has happened in Chicago. So get rid of otherness. Make it equal for everybody to have a shot at that good life. I wish that for all of you listening to this show. And thanks for doing so. Remember, you can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.